This is Living the RV Dream, episode 315 for Friday, March 22nd, 2022.
I'm riding in my RV, wherever I want to be, 'cause I'm free in my RV.
Hello, happy campers! Hello, fellow pelican heads and happy travelers around the world, full-timers, part-timers, boondockers, van dwellers, coolie builders, tent campers, overlanders. I have a feeling I'm missing a few of you here, but in any way, welcome to another show. I am Robert Morales, your host, Traveling Robert, everywhere on the internet, particularly on YouTube, and today coming to you from Torrey, Utah. Yep. Here we are, and things haven't really gone according to plan, which could be an understatement, but this is the thing. Last week, there was a snowstorm in this area, of course, and that has altered our plans a little bit here and there. For example, this RV park where we're staying, you know, the reason we came here is because, you know, we wanted full hookups, long shower, before we go to a non-electric site at Fruta Campground in Capitol Reef National Park. But what happens? Since it's snow, there's still snow on the ground, and it's been cold, and I mean, it's only going to go down to 32 tonight, but anyway, there's no water in this campground. I was able to fill up when I got in, but there's no water, the laundry is closed, so I don't know. We're gonna rough it for a couple of days, and then we're gonna glamp it when we go to Moab. But yeah, this whole week has been that's kind of been the theme. Actually, the beginning of the week, as we were in Vegas, and let me tell you what we've been doing for the past few days. We went to Las Vegas, of course, because you know it's a fun town. Well, it rained the whole time we were in Las Vegas. And it doesn't rain much in Las Vegas, as you probably know. It's a town in the middle of the desert. But yeah, what can you do? We did a couple of things. I had these grand plans to go all around Las Vegas, do like an off-road tour, the Mojave Road. And all we ended up doing in Las Vegas really was going to the Seven Magic Mountains, which is this facility on the right on the side of the road on I-15, and it's those all these colorful rocks stacked on top of each other. It's totally a thing, but it was brutally cold and windy, so it wasn't that great of an experience. And then you know I had heard of this place called the Pioneer Saloon in Good Springs, which is kind of like a ghost town. Ghost mining town, and we sat there, you know, we had been told that the service was low, so that's fine, you know, we sat down, and we waited, and after, I don't know how long we waited, but we just got up, and left, you know, because I don't care how cool place it is, I don't care how historic, how great. If the service is bad, you know, it is what it is. You know, we go someplace else, and we ended up going, you know, like it was a total 180. Someone had recommended this place called Buckman's Grill at the Revere Golf Club, which is not really, I mean, it sounds fancy, but it wasn't. I mean, it was nice. Not, for what it was relatively inexpensive. It wasn't the best ribeye I've ever had, but it was good. You know, it was the view. You go there for the view. They have this window, you know, the full size, you know, the floor to ceiling windows with great views of the strip. And we're kind of far away from the strip here. We are like in the ritzy part of Henderson here. It was a good experience, and I think that's pretty much like the highlight of Vegas this time. We did go to the strip, and the one that was the new thing in Vegas is the Sphere. is this sphere, you know, has all these LED lights on the outside, which is like a Monet. Once you get really close to it, you realize that it's really low res, the outside part. But inside, I believe it is the largest screen in the world. And let me get some info, because I don't want to get my facts wrong, but I'm gonna preface by saying the actual movie experience is, it's the probably the best imaging technology I've ever seen. I mean, and I'm gonna start, you know, with positive, right? There's a movie. The movie itself, it could be better, but the imaging, it's an 18K resolution movie, and let me tell you, it's not stereoscopic, it's not 3D, but the image is so sharp, and the frame rate, I don't know exactly what frame rate it is, but it feels more than 60, probably 120, I'm not sure, you know, there's no information about that, but it feels very real in front of you, except that, I mean, it's not 3D, but it almost feels 3D, it's very immersive. The audio is really good too. And that was the end, the final thing that we did there. That was probably the highlight of the experience. But before that, they have these interactive experiences. I mean, my favorite was one that it's like super directional sound. So they have like different sounds. And you walk from a spot, you know, they have like marked spots on the floor, like with the spotlight, and you move from one to the other, and you hear a different thing. They had one like it was the same speech in a different language, and I thought that was super cool. I had never experienced super directional audio like that. That was cool. And then they have these robots. Yeah, it's a little bit of AI, a little bit of Uncanny Valley kind of thing. And then the robot interacts with people, remembers their name, and through face recognition and all that. That was pretty cool, too. They have some holograms. But I think the worst part of the experience is, like, before the experience. You know, you have to... This is kind of out of the way from the strip, so... And also, it added to the negativity of the experience that we were really hungry. There's nowhere to eat nearby, and then you have to wait for it to start. You know, and they start like I think our show started at 7 p.m., but the movie doesn't start until 8. So there's like or 7:45, something like that. And then, you know, if you get in first, you get to see the experiences without making a line. Otherwise, you have to make a line for everything. And there was food. There were several food stations. That was pretty good. Outrageously expensive. Outrageously expensive. I think we paid, it was like $20 for a beer. And Sonoran Dog was like $16. I mean, I think we spent like $50. Just on two Sonoran Dogs and two beers or something like that. I forget. It was it's probably more than that, actually. My memory fails, but the cheapest tickets, I mean, are the ones that you don't want. The cheapest that you want to have are $150. For $100 extra, you get access to food, and you get access to enter earlier, and you get the allegedly better seats. We didn't get the $250. I mean, for 2 hours, less than 2 hours it's just we did the 150, and it still felt very expensive for what you get. But it's the new thing in Las Vegas, and if you want to experience where the edge of technology, you know, this is, and it was glitchy. It was that there were several glitches on the image. Like I think one of the projectors failed, and it felt like a glitch in the holodeck. That's exactly what it felt like. If you watch Star Trek: The Next Generation, you know, when the holodeck malfunctions and you see the grid. Yeah, that was more or less the way it was. What did we do? Oh yeah, the sphere is right behind the Venetian and the Palazzo hotels there, And in the Palazzo, they have this kind of, it's not a replica of St. Mark Square in Venice, but, you know, it's kind of cool. They have the canal with the gondolieri, you know, singing and all that. And we decided, you know, to have some prosecco and some antipasti. And that was probably the highlight of the night, you know. And even though they used to have live music on the street there, they don't anymore. But still, it was cool. We had a couple of glasses of champagne, prosecco, and some food, and went back to the Las Vegas KOA at Sam Town, which is where we usually stay. Maybe next time we'll try a different RV park, but you know, we've been there many times and we know it, and it's centrally located and all that. Well, one thing that I had been wanting to do from Las Vegas for a long time was going to Area 51. Yes, we went to Rachel, Nevada is the closest town, and on the hotel there is the Little Alien Ale Inn. It's a play on words. So they didn't have any vacancy. I mean, they were expecting some people that never showed up, so they told me they didn't have any vacancy. But they allowed us to boondock in their parking lot for free. So I'm like, yeah, cool. I bought a souvenir. They sell you a map of the three roads where you can get, you know, to the edge of where you can go, right? To the edge of the Area 51. And they have a decent restaurant, decent burger. I mean, it wasn't bad. And so we did. We went to what is called, well, as I said, they sold me this map, the guide map of Area 51, which is basically a photocopied pamphlet here. S4 Papoose Lake and the Black Mailbox and the new base boundaries. So, you know, and apparently, according to what they say, you know, it's as long as you don't go trespassing those boundaries, you know, it's you're still within your legal right to drive to that point. The first one we did is the back gate, which this is the one that is fenced off. And they have, once you approach, I mean, there's the guy in the white SUV on the top of the hill looking at you, making sure you don't do anything stupid. They have a bunch of cameras there everywhere. And this one is Highway 375, which is really close to Rachel. There's Coyote's Summit. But, okay, the black mailbox that they refer to in many places, the black mailbox was removed several years ago, so, but they show you the location where the black mailbox used to be. Very mysterious, probably meaning nothing. I mean, this whole area is a cattle area. There's a lot of cattle farms in this area, so I imagine, you know, people live there, you know. Then there's the Groom Lake Road, and that's the one we took. And, you know, it's a pretty well-maintained dirt road. This one doesn't have a gate, but you eventually you run into the sign that says, warning, no trespassing, you're entering a restricted area, unlawful, and there's another guy, you know, white, I'm assuming guy, it could be a girl, right? A guy or gal in a white SUV. On top of a hill. And I'm sure if you walk 1 inch past that no trespassing sign, you're going to be in a whole lot of trouble. But anyway, that's what we did. I'm so glad we did it. And at night, I did a time lapse, and you're going to have to wait for the video to come out. But we saw something interesting in the sky. Not with our own eyes. It was bitterly cold. It was, you know, freezing. So we stayed inside, but I left two cameras, you know, looking in different directions outside to see if we saw anything interesting, ET or some experimental aircraft, I don't know. From there, we went to, what did we do? We went to Illy. We were going to go somewhere else, but I decided to change plans last minute. And we stayed at the Illy KOA, and we went to this charcoal ovens. It's a historic park. It's some charcoal ovens that they used to be, you know, to make charcoal, and then there were hideaways for bandits, and more research shall go into this, but it was cool to see. And the original idea was to unhitch and explore Ely, but we didn't. But at least Ely finally was able to see Ely. Then from there, what did we do? It's been that kind of week that many of our plans have been changed due to the weather. You know, it snowed a lot in this area, in where we are now in Utah. We are in Utah, so we came back. We came into Utah, and the idea was to boondock at a dispersed camping area near Red Canyon, just east of Panguitch. But it was full of mud. I mean, I did make a U-turn there, and you know, Starship, when you put it in four-wheel drive, it can go through almost anything. But in this case, it was too muddy. It was gonna be like, so we ended up staying at the visitor center. Don't tell anybody. It had no overnight camping signs, but I believe that's more enforced when the visitor center is open. And this time of the year, we're still in the low season. All the campgrounds in that area are closed. So we're like, you know what? We'll risk it. And I mean, we're not bothering anybody, right? In the morning, I did a couple of the hikes, you know, short hikes, but it was still a little muddy and a little icy for comfort. So we went into Bryce Canyon. It was completely full of snow. I mean, we could have stayed at the campground, but really it was... we decided to keep going east to where we were, to our last... where was it? Yesterday, the day before yesterday. We did, you know, we, of course, the scenic Route 12. And I always wanted to explore a little bit of a Grand Staircase Escalante. And so we stayed there at the, it's called Canyons of Escalante RV Park. Very good vibe that town gave us, a very nice vibe, very, very nice people, the people who run the park. There's a pub, there's a very good, actually, probably the most original pizza I've ever had. It had like a bed of calamara olives with prosciutto, ham, gorgonzola cheese. I mean, it was delicious. At a place there called the Outfitters. So we did two main things. There's this hole in the wall road that goes to several points of interest. And I wanted to do a hike to a Slot Canyon. The Slot Canyon is flooded because of the weather. So what we did there was the Devil's Garden, which has several arches. And it's actually, one of those places that you can only see in Utah. It looks like another planet. That was very cool. And I always wanted to take that road. And that road goes all the way down to Lake Powell. So eventually, at some point, I want to come back and do the whole road. But this time around, we only did that part, which took, what, half an hour or so. And then the other thing that we did one of the best hikes we've ever done to Lower Calf Creek Falls. It's a 6 mile hike. You know, it's relatively easy. There's some up and downs, but the reward is amazing. And just, it's not just the it's not one of those hikes that you're walking through the woods and all of a sudden you see a waterfall. No, this is like scenic from the moment, from the trailhead. It's one of the most scenic hikes we've ever done. It's inside that canyon. Right on the west side of the Hogback, which it's a part of scenic Highway 12 that it's amazing. We did that, and then the other thing we wanted to do was a dirt road that goes into the mountains that is called the Hell's Backbone, but it was impossible. I mean, we tried to get as close as possible, but even Starship on four-wheel drive started, you know, slipping on the steep grade. It was muddy, it was full of mud, so I decided to turn around. We'll do it. We're still too early in the season here. And now what we've done, we came here to Torrey, Utah. We did the rest of the of the scenic Highway 12, which is a must drive in Utah. This is probably my fourth time doing it. This is my third time doing it. Second time with Ely. But the first time, when I came with Ely, it was very smoky, so the views were not as great. The second time I did it is north to south, or east to west, you know, from Torrey to Bryce Canyon. And it's a different view. I think the best views are going from Bryce to Torrey to here to Capitol Reef. And at this time of the year, you know, all the snow-capped mountains, it's beautiful. Now, because of the snow, half of the trails and half of the roads, more than half of the roads in Capitol Reef are closed. So I'm kind of bummed out about that, but we're going to be here for a couple of days, so we're going to make the best of it and see as much as possible. And then we're going to Moab, but that'll be next week. Next week, we're doing some collaboration with Sun Outdoors in Moab, and can't wait to share those experiences with you guys. And that's all. That's my report from the road. Today's podcast. Now we're probably gonna go to a Mexican restaurant here in the neighborhood, and then you know get some editing done. That's gonna be the rest of our day here on Thursday when I'm recording this. You're gonna hear it on Friday, of course, and of course. On Friday, we're coming back here at 4 p.m. Mountain Time, 6 p.m. Eastern, to do the live stream, live right here from Torrey, Utah. Until next week, thank you so much for listening, and see you on the road, because we are living the RV dream, even if it doesn't always go to plan. We are living the RV dream and loving the RV lifestyle, because I'm free in my RV. See you on the road.